I bet you can't guess which Sunday this is. Palms look nice, don't they? You're turning your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 19. We'll take note of this particular day in which Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem in a triumphant entry. We know according to Zechariah chapter 9:9 that the king would come on a donkey. Why a donkey? Well, Scripture tells us that it was a sign of humility. It's hard to imagine that you would have two things put side by side or parallel together, and that is that he would have the power to rescue them from all the evil of the world and yet come humbly on a donkey. That's quite the juxtaposition, isn't it? If you look with me in Luke chapter 19, we see him coming, and it says in verse 37, "And as he was now approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the multitude said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' And he said to them, 'I tell you, if these are silent, the stones will cry out.' And when he approached, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, 'If you had known in this day, even you, the things which make for peace, but now they've been hidden from your eyes.'" What a glorious day it was. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God incarnate, was coming home. Would they be ready? Would they recognize him? No, the fanfare was great, but they would not recognize him. He says in verse 43, "For the day shall come upon you when your enemies will throw a bank before you, surround you, and hem you in on every side. They'll level you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." I wonder what kept them from recognizing the Savior. Well, it wasn't that he didn't necessarily look like a king, even though I'm sure he didn't, according to Isaiah. But it was because their hearts were wrapped up in other things. You can identify Christ if, in fact, your desire is for the truth, if your desire is for the things above. He makes it very clear in verse 42, "If you had known in this day, even you, the things which make for peace." The word peace there is the Greek word eirene, is much like the Hebrew word shalom, which makes reference to a wholeness, I guess best defined, feeling that you have been made whole or complete. What would make somebody complete? What would make them whole? What would give them a sense of that oneness, as the Greek would say? Well, I think in a way there's a snapshot of it at the end of Luke chapter 19. And there's a contrast of what the people were focused on rather than the things that make for peace. If you read with me in verse 45, "He entered the temple and he began to cast out those who were selling, saying to them, 'It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you've made it a robber's den.' And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes, leading men among the people, were trying to destroy him. They could not find anything that they might do, for all the people were hanging upon his every word." It's pretty clear. Business as usual. Man finds himself wrapping himself in the things of the world, and before long he makes no distinctions about anything. Not on the Lord's day, not on any day. And if the Lord were to come, he would not recognize him, because it's business as usual. You read in the days of Noah, and such were the days of Noah, they were buying and selling and marrying and giving in marriage. business as usual. What are the things that we should be seeking for? Well, I want you to take a moment and turn me to Colossians in chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 begins this way in verse 1. If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Keep seeking the things. That's interesting, isn't it? You would think it would say, keep seeking the person above. Keep seeking the things above. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Well, what are the things of the earth? Well, verse 5, therefore consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passions, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to an idolatry of serving other gods. It's on account of these things that the wrath of God will come, and it's no wonder Jesus said, not one stone will be upon another in this area. But now, verse 8, put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, abuse of speech in your mouth, and don't lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with evil practices and have put on the new self, it's being renewed in true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. A renewal, verse 12. And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, well, here it is, the things above, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And beyond all these things, put on love. My house is to be a house of prayer, a place of intercession for one another. It's a place of ministry. If you're not serving the Lord, and if you're not loving the things of God, you're going to come to church and miss him, even though he'll be in your presence. The things that make for peace. That's what we should be focused on during this grand season. We come to you, Father, and we ask that you would begin to work within our hearts and change us. Our minds are filled with all kinds of thoughts about the holidays and about spring and the things that come with it. But oftentimes, we don't even give you a thought or the things that you love so dearly. The things that would really bring wholeness to our life, the things that would bring fulfillment to our life, the things that would bring peace in our lives. We have neglected and we have missed you. We ask that we prepare the way of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.